Hello, hello, hello. If everybody could grab a seat, we're going to get this thing started. All right. Hey, hi. Hey, I never do this. I'm Chris Collins. I'm one of the co-hosts. I never introduce myself. I'm sorry. I always think afterwards, I just assume you know who I am, and like, why would you know who I am if you've never been here before? So I'm Chris Collins. I'm one of the co-hosts tonight with Joan Bauer right over here. We've got the lovely Mr. Don over here running our sound with the able Scott Silsby by his side. So thank you all for coming out on this drizzly night. It wouldn't be Hemingway's in May if it wasn't raining. So we take that as a good omen. Thank you for you guys. Thank you to Hop Farm, of course, for hosting us and providing us this home. This is our second year here and our 51st season. So we're very happy to be here. Thank you. Our server and bartender tonight is Eric, who you've seen out front. He is the one-man show, so your patience is appreciated, and he will get to you as soon as possible. Are there still QR codes on the tables? Yes, there are. So you can order food, drinks, whatever off of those, or go up and see him, and he will take very, very good care of you. So tip wisely, tip night kindly. So we love it here. We're glad you're here for our second week. If you missed last time, you missed a humdinger. That was a good one. That was a great opener. But, you know, we record all of these to hold against you folks later on. We got to make money somewhere. But we record them. They're on the Hemingway's Summer Poetry Series Blogspot. You can listen to the last, how long? Almost 12 years of Pittsburgh poetry, so pretty much everybody in town, well, a good quantity of the people who are in town and people who have come through town have read at Hemingway's and have given, like, amazing readings. So if it's an excellent resource. It's a great way if you're just finding out about the literary community, the poetry community, you're just getting involved in it, catching up, finding out who's who and what people do and what people sound like. It's a wonderful, wonderful resource and an archive, thanks to Don, really. So that's a historical thing, and if you haven't checked it out, you should, because there's so many excellent readings on there. And Jimmy Savedic, who founded the series, his readings are on there. And if you've never gotten to hear Jimmy read his own poetry, if for nothing else, you should visit the blog to do that, because he read a poem every evening as part of the finish of the show. And Jimmy's not with us anymore, so it's a great way to just remember Jimmy and to really get in touch with the spirit of this particular reading series. Jimmy was a foul-mouthed old cop, and so that permeates the series that we hope. Joan's going to swear up a storm in a few minutes, so get ready. Swearing up a storm. She's like a sailor. She is a sailor. Not like the Popeye variety. Okay, so I'm going to do my bit, and then I can sit down. I'm going to turn it over to Joan. This is a poem by Lawrence Ferlinghetti. Poet as Fisherman. As I grow older, I perceive life has its tail in its mouth. And other poets, other painters, are no longer any kind of competition. It's the sky that's the challenge. The sky that still needs deciphering. Even as astronomers strain to hear it with their huge electric ears. The sky that whispers to us constantly the final secrets of the universe. The sky that breathes in and out as if it were the inside of a mouth of the cosmos. The sky that is the land's edge also and the sea's edge also. The sky with its many voices and no God. The sky that engulfs a sea of sound and echoes it back to us. As in a wave against a seawall. Whole poems, whole dictionaries rolled up in a thunderclap. In every sunset, an action painting. In every cloud, a book of shadows through which wildly fly the vowels of birds about to cry. And the sky is clear to the fisherman, even if overcast. He sees it for what it is, a mirror of the sea, about to fall on him, in his wood boat, on the dark horizon. We have to think of him as the poet, forever face to face with old reality, where no birds fly before a storm, and he knows what's coming down. Before the dawn, and he's his own best lookout, listening for the sound of the universe and singing out his sightings of the land of the living. Singing out his sightings of the land of the living, listening for the sound of the universe. A lot of people who come out, who are just kind of curious about this poetry thing, will ask, oh, how do you do what you do? What do you do? Why do you do poetry? I don't know. I have no good answer for that. But that's as good an explanation of what poets and writers and artists do, what they're for, why they do it. And right now, with things as they are, with what's going on with the erasure of history, perversion of language, and censorship, well out of control, the writers and the audience, everybody engaged here in this room, this is a front line, and this line has to hold. And just by being here, you're holding it. You are doing a vital part in the creation and the maintenance of poetry and art and community. So again, I just want to thank you for being here. We have amazing writers tonight. So excited that this group has joined us and they're all together. So without further ado, I'm going to give you Miss Joan Bauer, and she's going to handle the business.